It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is out on bereavement leave. He will be back on Monday. So Jacob Calvin-Meyer from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, joins us now. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. You ever, when you had kids, when they were little, did you ever have a situation where there'd be times where you were like, man, this is the smartest kid ever? And then there's other times where you're changing their diaper and they're trying to touch their own poop where you go, man, I'm not sure about this kid. Because that's what happened this morning. I'm, poopy diaper, massive, leaky. You know, I don't want to get too descriptive here.
That's but, right.
And then the kid goes to grab the
kid. Your kid? Is this your kid?
Yeah.
The kid.
Yeah. She's 10 months old. She's going to grab her own poop.
Well, you know, she's curious.
Yeah.
Inquisitive.
Man.
You know, it happens sometimes.
I know. So then we had to wipe her down and everything, but that's the type of morning I'm having.
Do you ever have one? Do you have one of those diaper genies?
I do actually. They're not that bad, but also she's only 10 months. I assume they get stinkier as she gets older.
They're just weird. It's like a poop anaconda. You pull it out, it's like 30 feet long. It's like, yeah, it's just the weirdest thing ever.
It does keep it like not super smelly, but when you do take it out and there's like 50 diapers in there, it's a little bit like, wow.
Yeah.
Not great.
Sometimes they say I miss those days.
The kids I never said that.
Yeah, not so much.
I miss the days of taking them to ball games where they're playing.
Yeah,
I don't miss
exactly.
Changing diapers. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, a friend. What kind of offseason do you anticipate the Orioles having? Do you plan to be busy or just waiting for spring training, twiddling your thumbs?
I have no idea. And I think that's what makes this offseason probably one of the more interesting Orioles off seasons in quite some time, because the range of outcomes are so wide. I could see anything happening, right? If they do nothing basically, and they sign a couple guys to 1 year contracts, which has been the MO around here, that wouldn't surprise me, because that's just the way it's been. I don't expect that to be the case, but it wouldn't shock me. If they go out on the complete other end of the spectrum and they go out and they re-sign Corbin Burns for $200 million, and then they sign another hitter for a 3 to 5 year contract, and then maybe get a reliever or get another starter. Like, that wouldn't shock me either. And then anything in between. So frankly, I have no idea what this offseason is going to look like. If I had to guess, I would probably shoot somewhere in the middle, where I'm going to guess that they will sign a starting pitcher for a multi-year contract. It will probably be somebody in the middle of that range, like a Yusei Kikuchi, who's going to sign for like 2 years, 40 million, 3 years, 60 million, something like that. And then maybe a right-handed hitting outfielder, if they can get back Santander or somebody like Tyler O'Neill, which will help with the new left field wall. But I think that's what makes this offseason so interesting, is that I honestly can see anything happening.
Yeah, because we don't know. I think we just don't know. And you mentioned Santander, you mentioned Burns. If in the past, there's a foregone conclusion they'd be gone. What do you think now? Is there a chance we keep one? Well, both is probably not, but we keep one of these two?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I would say that if I had to put my money on something, it would be on neither of them being back, just because getting these guys back in free agency is so difficult. I think I've discussed on here before that the challenges with Corbin Burns, which is that it's going to be likely 7 years, $200+ million. That's a massive investment, where you are basically admitting that the back end of that might not be great for the team. And that just doesn't seem like the type of deal that Mike Elias is willing to make, where he's saying, hey, in 7 years, I'm going to be eating $32 million for a guy that has a 4 or 5 ERA or something. And then Santander, I think there's a chance that, I think there's 5 or 6 teams now that are in on Soto. Anthony Santander is not Juan Soto. But if you go in for Soto and you lose, there aren't a ton of options out there that you can sign who are going to give you, you know, anywhere similar the type of offensive production that Soto will give you. So if you're one of those teams that lose out on Soto, I think Santander makes a lot of sense for you. And if you see two or three of those teams, these are big market teams. It's the Mets. Let's say the Yankees sign Soto. And then you've got the Mets and the Phillies and, you know, another team that are like, oh, well, Anthony Santander is the next guy on our list. Then that makes it harder for Baltimore to get him back. And so I will say I would be even more surprised if they got both of them back. It does seem like they're in the market for Corbin Burns. I don't know how much to believe of any of this stuff from national reporters. So, but it's going to be an interesting offseason. And if I had to guess, neither of them are going to be back, but that they're going to get some different guys in here.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I would like for one of them to come back. If not, here with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Jacob, I'm going to ask you a question that was asked of us. We didn't have the exact answer, but we had several guys, season-ending Tommy John surgery, Wells being one of them, Means, also Bradish. Any reports on those guys' progress?
Yeah, not a ton. So we talked with Mike Elias last week when he discussed the changes to the left field wall. And I think one of the more interesting things was about Felix Bautista. He was asked, essentially, is he your closer on day one of the season? And he didn't seem to fully, you know, say yes to that answer. I think, listen, if Felix Bautista pitches the way that he did in 2023, of course he will be. But Mike seemed to suggest that that they're going to give him a little bit longer of a runway. And so if spring training doesn't look exactly what they want it to look like for Felix, there's a chance that they start the season with him in more of a setup or middle relief role, and they sort of ramp him in to being the closer instead of just saying, okay, day one, you're going to have to pitch on back-to-back days. You're going to have to, you know, come in and get a four-out save or things like that. That could inform their decisions this offseason. If you remember, right, so in January of you know, earlier this year, Kyle Bradish injured his elbow. Nobody knew it at the time, but the team did. And then they go out and they trade for Corbin Burns. So there's a chance that they say, oh, you know, they like their bullpen now the way that it looks like, but if they get into January and maybe somebody else in the bullpen or Felix isn't exactly where they want him to be, you could see them be even more competitive in the reliever market, which we're not exactly expecting now. And then with the starting pitchers, I still think the timelines look the same. Bradish will be next summer or maybe into late in the season, you know, August, September, whereas Wells could be a little bit earlier. He could be a May to June, but you never know with these things. One tiny setback, as we saw with John Means, and it pushes them back 6 weeks. So it's just kind of a wait and see with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I have no trouble with Schuble winning a Cy Young. I thought he was the odds-on favorite from half of the season. Everybody talked about him. Are you surprised Burns didn't have a better showing in the voting?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if it was the bad August that did him in. Like, was I right that there were two Kansas City starting pitchers that were ahead of him? I was surprised by that.
Lugo.
Yeah,
and I'm not a huge reliever guy over a starting pitcher.
Yeah,
like Class A was insane. Like, if there's going to be a closer who's going to finish high in that voting, like it's going to be somebody that has a season like him. But then you're just sort of opening up the Pandora's box because then, you know, I don't know. I'm not super surprised. If you look at the vote totals, it was like relatively close. Like if you change a few votes here and there, Burns could have finished fourth instead of fifth. And even, he had a shot at finishing third and being a finalist. I think maybe that bad August did him in. Also, the strikeout numbers aren't there. And so some of the metrics like wins above replacement and FIP, they're not exactly what you would look like typically for somebody who had such a great season as Burns because he wasn't striking as many batters out. So that might have played a part of it too.
There is Jacob Calvin-Meyer. Jacob, tell folks how to follow you on social media.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at @jcalvinmeyer and all of my reporting at thebaltimoresun.com. Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
As long as she doesn't throw the poo, listen, you're good to go.
Yeah, man, I don't know what this kid's doing. I'm like, what are you grabbing the poop for?
Yeah, as long as she doesn't throw it, you're good.
Yeah.
She's got too much. I like to say when she does something good, that's her mother. But if she does something stupid like that, that's her father in her. We gotta get that out of her.
How long are you married?
Oh, God, you're testing.
Are you serious? Are you serious right now?
It's been, wait. Don't tell. 4 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So you're going to learn quickly that, you know, it's like Bill Burr says, like, the one thing I've learned about being married is that we're always working on me. You know? You're always working on me.
Yeah.
And your wife
right.
is like this incredible project on the museum glass that needs to be admired. So you'll see.
It seemed like we had a discussion about just exactly that last night.
You're going to have for the rest of your life. So.
I know.
Till death do you part.
Wish me luck with the poopy monster over here.
There you go.
Well, you have a good one. See you soon.
Thanks, guys.
We should get.
I'm like, what are you grabbing the poop for?
That's Joe editing. The editing genius, Joe LaCroix.
Evil in genius. So many ways.
So when we get Jacob Calvin Meyer now, that's what we get.
No, I just want Jeremy to come back. He hasn't heard this.
Just give it to us again.
I'm like, what are you grabbing the poop for?
He's not going to expect to hear that.